Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Pat Flynn, and welcome to episode 54 of Ask Pat. I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions every week, 5 days a week. And I'm here for you. Now, I want to mention our sponsor for this particular episode, which is FreshBooks. FreshBooks is an amazing online, simple-to-use tool for all of your books, your accounting, financing, and all that stuff, invoicing for your business, something I wish I'd gotten hooked up with when I first started out, which I didn't, and I suffered because of it. So getfreshbooks.com is where you go. Put in Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. You'll get a 60-day extended free trial just so you can check out that software. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com and put in Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Now, today's question is from Mary Catherine Johnson, somebody who I've had the pleasure of speaking with before when she had me on her podcast. And she's asking about something that I've been falling in love with lately, which is going to conferences and meeting people in person and attending the sessions there to get and further my education. So let's hear from Mary right now.
Hi, Pat. It's Mary Catherine Johnson from ParentEntrepreneurPower.com. And first, let me say thank you so much for creating this new forum for questions and answers. And it's really created such an amazing resource and encyclopedia, if you will, for business owners to access. I think I see a great audiobook out of it in your future. But anyway, my question. You talk a lot about conferences, and I think I might be ready to attend one. But for an online entrepreneur, how is a newbie conference attendee to decide which one to attend and which one will give the most bang for her buck? Thanks a bunch again, and keep on trucking. Loving everything. Bye-bye.
Mary, thank you so much for your question. And before I answer it, I just want to say, because this is kind of funny, my assistant who puts the questions together from SpeakPipe into a spreadsheet so I could look at them, she put a note here on your specific question here, which was, side note, her voice is amazing. And your voice is amazing. Obviously, you're a podcaster and you have a wonderful microphone, but you know you have the voice, so that's awesome. I'm glad to see that since we recorded our episode together for your show, I've been seeing a number of other episodes come out, which is great. So kudos to you for keeping going. They say when you get past episode 7 as a podcaster, that means you're in it for the long run. Most people give up before then. So well done. Kudos to you. And it's awesome to see that you're now interested in getting, you know, out of the house, I guess, if you will, or out of the city and into a place where other like-minded individuals are to help take your business to the next level. And the question is a great one because there are a lot of conferences out there, a lot of new ones coming about. And so how do we know which one is best for us? And I think the first and most important thing to do is tap into your existing network because, you know, the best thing to do when you go to these conferences is go with people that you know or go there to meet people who you may only be acquainted with online. It's one of the best things ever when you are friends with somebody online and all of a sudden you see each other in person. It just takes that relationship to a whole new level and the synergies and just what happens after that is amazing. I mean, there's nothing like meeting in person. So I would tap into your existing network. If you have any mastermind groups, or you just know anybody online, you talk to anybody online every once in a while, even on Twitter perhaps or on Facebook, just say, hey guys, what conferences have you been to? Which ones do you like? Which ones would you recommend I go to? And that's where I would start. You know, before starting cold and having to do the research yourself, that's where I would start with your existing network and just ask around. Beyond that, I would also try to attend conferences that you know they're going to be people that you look up to or people that you can learn from. So there might be bloggers out there who you know will attend conferences. They might not be in your direct network, but they're people you follow perhaps, and you know that they go to these different conferences, and you know they align with your goals and values, and those are the conferences you want to go to as well, not only just so you can meet them, but so you can meet the people around them and everybody else there who's there to be around that person. And you know, that's primarily why in 2010 I went to the Blog World Expo in Las Vegas, because people like Leo Babauta from ZenHabits.net was there, Darren Rouse from ProBlogger.net was there, and those were people I looked up to. That was my first conference that I've ever been to. This, again, Blog World Expo in 2010, which later changed its name to New Media Expo, and that was my first taste of conference life, and it was very intimidating, it was very overwhelming, but I went there because I knew a few people who were going, and also those people that I just mentioned, they were there and I looked up to them, and I know I was going to be around a crowd that I was going to benefit from. And to be honest, I only attended like a couple sessions. Most of the value I got was just from talking to people and stepping out of my comfort zone, which was really hard for me actually, and just talking to people and getting to know people. A lot of relationships I have today started back then in 2010 at Blog World Expo. Again, there's nothing like meeting in person and shaking a person's hand or giving somebody a hug. So I would start with your existing network. After that, I would go with people who you follow or you look up to, and you just know that these are the types of people that you align with. Go to the conferences that they go to as well. They might have a schedule on their website, or you might, you know, listen in on them on Facebook and Twitter and see where they're headed. Or you might even ask them, hey, where are you speaking? Where can I see you next? And go there. Now, beyond that, there might be conferences you know about, and before committing to those, you want to make sure that there are presentations and speakers there who have attended either in the past or who are going to be there at the next event that align with your goals and what you do. And if it is at all possible, you want to see what the agenda is or what the presentations are about. I mean, that's, you know, part of the value of going to a conference is the presentations, you know, actually sitting in 45 minutes to an hour and taking in education for your business. So you can see what those presentations are going to be about. Are there any topics that you're interested in that you feel you can learn about and then take and put and implement into your own business? So that's the first part. The second part is, of course, the other people who are around there, the stuff that happens outside of the presentations, the networking, the stuff in the hallways, the stuff at the after parties and things like that. Those are where a lot of relationships and partnerships start as well. So again, going to the websites of, for instance, if you're interested in New Media Expo, you go to newmediaexpo.com. You can either see the last year's agenda if the new one isn't up yet, or you can see the next year's agenda and who's speaking, and you can sort of gauge whether or not that might be something useful for you. But obviously, you want to make sure you know what you need in your business and connect that with what's being offered at these conferences. You don't want to go and end up going to a conference where you feel like you're not going to be connecting with anybody, or you're just not going to get anything from any of the sessions. I mean, I think that's kind of obvious, but a lot of times we just see conference and it might be in an area close by and we need to get away and we go and then we just have a bad time. We don't want to do that. I've gone to a couple conferences like that, but I've also gone to some amazing conferences, and mostly it's because of the people who are there. Mostly because of the people who are there, which is why, again, Mary, I mentioned, start with your existing network. Go with people. Make a trip. Make a fun trip out of it. Become roommates and share the bill so you have to split the cost, and just hang out, have a good time, step out of your comfort zone, meet other people. That's where you get the most bang for your buck, is, I feel, from all the interactions that happen outside of the sessions. Even though the sessions are completely valuable, especially if you know which ones you're going into, some tips for you when you're attending your first conference: look at the schedule. Mark out the ones that you want to go to. Some of them have printable schedules. Others, you have to print them out yourself. It's up to you if you want to do that. But I would highlight the ones that you want to go to, and go into those knowing that you're going to learn something that you're going to implement. Because one of the things I've noticed, people go to these conferences, they get fired up, they learn new things, and then they don't implement. And that's the worst thing. And that's, of course, something when you're not going to be getting a bang for your buck, because you're just going to get away. Not only do you lose time from the work that you could have done when you were away at the conference, you don't get anything done with what you learn there either. So, Mary, I hope that answers your question. Thank you so much. I have a number of different conferences I'm speaking at this year. I'm speaking at the Financial Blogger Conference in New Orleans. I'm speaking at the Platform Conference with Michael Hyatt. I'm speaking at Rich Brooks's Agents of Change, also Digital Collab in San Diego. Next week, I'm speaking at Social Media Marketing World. And, you know, I love speaking at these events, but more than that, I love being able to meet the people, talk, and just, you know, talk about business with people who also are into talking about business. I love that. And I get so much out of that. And I ask a lot of questions too. I think that's an important thing. I don't go there just to share and just to meet people, but I go there to learn and see what other people think about what I'm doing, because I want to make sure I do things the right way. And there's no way for me to know that unless I ask. So again, Mary, thank you so much for your question. An Ask Pat t-shirt is going to be headed your way. You're going to get an email from my assistant soon with information about that. And if you have a question, for those of you listening, head on over to askpat.com. You might get featured on the show and get a t-shirt as well. T-shirts, again, thanks to successshirt.com. Check them out. And of course, I want to mention our sponsor for this episode, which is FreshBooks. Simple accounting software online for your small business to help you organize everything you need to organize as far as finances, invoices, stuff that is absolutely necessary if you have and are treating your blog, your entrepreneurship journey like a business. So go ahead and go to getfreshbooks.com, put in Ask Pat in the How'd You Hear About Us section, and you'll see a 60-day extended free trial for you so you can check out FreshBooks. And the quote of the day I want to leave you with is from Carl Jung. The quote is, "The meeting of two personalities is like the contact of two chemical substances. If there is any reaction, both are transformed." Like I said, there's nothing like meeting people in person. I love that analogy. It's like two chemical substances. If there is any reaction, both people are going to be transformed. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.